Hello.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John, this is Charlie. We're playing a little
Hey,
phone
man.
tag there. I apologize.
Yes, all right.
No, it's all good. It's all good. My other colleague, John Noel, he told me that you had called in. I had stepped away from my desk here. So I was just calling you back because we were talking yesterday about, the Facebook advertising and everything like that for you, right? Okay. So the $200 month to month, that's what we had talked about. Now you had mentioned, you probably would want to do a contract, the 6 month contract with this.
It doesn't matter contract or not, but I just considered, I was asking if y'all are doing a contract, like if I'm going to be locked into something.
Gotcha.
If not, I mean, I considered,
maybe doing like a 6 month trial and just see how that goes.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do both. So we either do month to month, which would be the month to month would be $200 month to month. Or we could just, if you're going to do a 6 month trial, you can pay up front for 6 months, and that actually saves you, I think it comes out to like $46 on that month to month. So instead of it being the 200 month to month at the end of 6 months, it would only be 164 month to month at the end of the 6 months. So upfront would be 988, and that would save you money long term after that 6 months. Or like I said, you can just go with the 2 months. I mean, you could go 6 months month to month for $200. It's really just how you want to slice the pie at that point.
Hey, hold on just a second. I'm sorry, what'd you say? Oh, the knife? Yeah, I got it. Yes. All right, sorry, you can continue.
Yeah, no, I was just saying it's just how you want to slice the pie at that point. So I could either save you money in the long term and you want to pay up front, or you can go month to month and then long, $200 month to month after that, or you can just do it's either just how you want to get it done at that point.
I mean, I might do like 6 months paid up front.
Okay.
And just kind of leave it at that for now.
Okay.
See how it goes.
Yeah, that's not a problem. And then for the service radius that you provide, what are some, I mean, I know you wanted to do Martinez and Evans, but is there other areas like zip codes or anything like that that you want to be targeting in that area? Or is that kind of just like the areas you like best? Because I know you want a more
Yeah, I'm not
profitable
sure what
job.
all the zip codes are for that area, but like that Martinez Evans area. I mean, that area, I guess, has, some of the nicer houses. People make more money. So with just regular Google right now, I probably really just get picked up as like, I live in a lower income area.
Okay.
So, a lot of people don't pay as much or is not willing to pay as much as people in the Martinez Evans area.
Okay.
So, I mean, if I potential was focused more in that area, then I guess I would hopefully get, better jobs, better paying jobs, and people that are willing to pay more money.
Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely understand. That's why when you were saying you want to go into those jobs, the Google business profile isn't going to push you that far out. So with, pairing that up with the Facebook retargeting campaign, we can definitely do that. Do you guys have a website at the moment? You do. It's
Yes, I have a website.
walkinshandyman.com.
.com.
Yeah. Okay. And are you guys doing just like handyman services? Are you guys doing like full remodeling as well, or?
I'm trying to stick to smaller jobs for now. I mean, right now it's just
Okay.
me and one other guy. So, I mean, it's not, can't really handle, doing like full home remodels or something like that, or,
Right.
even like doing a full kitchen renovation, mainly, repair stuff. Like as far as hardwood flooring goes, like I'll do just about anything with hardwood flooring, whether it's, bigger house, smaller house, whatever. But as far as like renovations, kind of keeping that type of stuff, smaller jobs.
Okay.
I'm like, I got a small cabinet renovation to do next week, but it's just like one section of cabinets ripping out, doing some modifications to it and reinstalling it. But as far as like a full kitchen or something, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So more like small jobs. Gotcha. I just want to make sure that, like I said, you're getting calls for services that you provide. I don't want somebody to call you and say, hey, can you build me a house? You know, right. It's going to be a waste of your time and a waste of your money too. So that's what I want to make sure.
Yeah. I mean, for a little while, I think I kind of want to focus a little bit more on the hardwood flooring.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like small repairs.
Okay, hardwood floors and then small repairs. For the small repairs, though, are you doing, like, plumbing, little plumbing, little electrical, little service maintenance for, like, appliances as well? Or are you just doing, like, kind of,
No appliances. Okay. I can do, legally, I can do light electrical, which, like, light fixtures, outlets, you know, things of that nature.
Right.
Plumbing, I haven't gotten my plumbing license yet. I'll probably have that in a few months.
Okay.
But I can legally do light plumbing, like changing out faucets and small plumbing repairs. I couldn't find this info myself, so actually I hired a lawyer to do it for me. And he come back, told me what I was allowed to do and what I'm not. But anyway.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure, because I mean, I know we deal with like a lot of handyman service, like companies across the country, and yeah, you know, they're all different, right? So some of them, like you said, you want to just focus on flooring. Some of them do like drywall with painting on the interiors. They don't, you know, so I just want to make sure that I got the services that you provide, because that's unique to, you know, targeting your customer base as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then, so, Jonathan, I have here, kind of weird as well. Just make sure they put your name in all caps here last time. So the name for the business is Watkins Handyman Services LLC. And you already have a Facebook set up for that as well.
I do.
Cool. I'm going to grab that URL, cause I do see it. Okay. Is that you on your Facebook background right there?
With the black truck and trailer.
Black truck, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a GMC or?
It is.
It is? Nice.
21 GMC 2500.
Nice. I just bought me a new Tacoma. Well, not the 2024, it's a 2023 Tacoma, but I don't haul stuff like you do, though. So I don't need that's too much truck for me, for sure. That's got a fifth wheel or no?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't have campers. I don't have my trailer is only a 7x16, so it's a bumper pool. I don't have to haul anything too big.
Yeah, usually when you're doing fifth wheel, you're doing more of like hauling cars, horses, and stuff like that nature.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. And then you want to be found in those areas. All right. And then the address that you guys are working from, is it the 109 Bearfield Drive?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. I just want to make sure. What's the experience like, in your area? Like you said, you live in kind of like a lower income area, where they're not willing mm-hmm. to pay. What's the experience like, doing service out there? Like you go bid a job and they're just like, no, that's too much.
Any jobs I've given like real, you know, official bids on, you know, official estimates, you know, with contract and everything. I've gotten every job. I've had a few people call me up, you know, ask me how much it's going to be to replace a doorbell. And I tell them $100 and then they think that's way too high. And I'm like, you know, driving over to your house, I've got a big truck. going to cost me $20 in fuel to get there and back.
Not
to mention the time to swing by and get the parts from Lowe's. Like by the
that
time
you had to pay for it,
I'm only making $50.
Yeah. No, I agree. I used to do small voltage. I actually used to install like fire panels and, you know, wire those up with burglary alarms. And I used to do fire sprinklers, fire ancil systems, stuff like that. And just, I mean, we did commercial stuff, but I mean, just the stories that like, cause I would work with a lot of contractors for like drywallers and stuff like that. And they would tell me the same thing. They're like, man, when I work with residential, some of these guys think that we can do this stuff for free. It's like, I gotta pay for my house. Like, I can't pay me out of pocket for the product. And then you're going to pay me free labor. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Yeah. I got a $3,000 a month mortgage that I have to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't just make no money.
You didn't get into business to do charity work.
Right.
Exactly. So, Jonathan, what's your last name? Is it Watkins?
Watkins. I used to do INC work, which is like instrumentation calibration, similar to your fire protection stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, we worked side by side with one guy that did the same thing you're talking about with the fire protection stuff. And he did instrumentation, and then we loaned him out to another vendor that did all the fire protection because the vendor didn't really know, like, exactly what he was doing. So we'd loan, like, our fire protection guy out to him to help him out. But whenever he needed it,
he had it. Yeah, it's a crazy industry. I mean, I've dealt with guys that like have been doing that stuff for years. And they weren't like licensed or anything like that. It just depends on the company you have. And I'm like, man, that's scary. I mean, like it's almost like a federal offense if you get caught with that stuff. So I was like,
I mean, our stuff's pretty serious.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, at that point, you're dealing with people's lives. If that alarm doesn't go off, or if that sprinkler head doesn't go off to put out the fire when it needs to, like the whole building could like burn down.
We were actually doing it in the nuclear industry. I was working out at Plant Vogtle. I'm sure you've probably heard of that disaster. The nuclear plant they're building in Waynesboro, Georgia. Yes, fire protection stuff's pretty serious. Make sure.
I would say it's a fun job, though. Yeah, it is a fun job. I would say my favorite deal was we would actually test the fire hydrants. So we would, when I first started, I never tested a fire hydrant. So I thought, you know, when you pop the caps off, just water just starts flowing out immediately. And the guy I was with, he was there for like, he's been doing it for like 8 years. He's like, all right, pop the caps off. I was like, all right, but is it going to spray me? He's like, what? I was like, is it going to spray me? He's like, hey, you got to turn it on. And I was like, I was like, I don't know. So once you open that up and it just sprays, I was like, oh, this is cool. This is pretty nice. So let me see here. I am going to, let me see. With the onboarding call, so my tech team is going to want to reach out. They're going to want to introduce themselves because they're going to be running your Facebook campaign. They are just going to walk you through the process of just adding us onto the Facebook account. So you're just going to add us as like a admin, as a manager. That's just telling Facebook, hey, like they're working on this matter for me. You're not going to give us login informations or anything like that, so we don't take control of your page. But they are going to want that. Are you able to do an onboarding call later on today?
Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, because I have...
I'm working, so I might potentially miss the call, but...
It's fine. So we'll send you a text message as well. Yeah, so we'll send you a text message as well. But, I mean, I can schedule the call for 5 p.m. if you guys are done by then, and then that way they can do the onboarding call at that time.
If possible, a little bit earlier or later would be best.
Okay, so.
Like 3-4-ish, or I don't know what time y'all get off or what time's on your end, but 3 or 4-ish or like 6-ish.
I could set it up for 4 p.m. for you. That's okay. Not a problem. Yeah. For the billing though, for us to do this, what card are you going to put it on? Is it going to be a business card for Walk-Ins Handyman Service, or is it just going to be a personal card?
I think for now it's just going to be a personal card.
Okay. Does it just have Jonathan Watkins on it, or do you have a middle name as well?
Jonathan F. Watkins, Foxtrot's middle initial.
Okay. Foxtrot. And then the billing is still the same with the 109 Bearfield Drive?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 30815?
That's correct.
Okay. And then for the
make sure, I don't know if y'all got my correct first name spelling. Everybody gets it wrong.
Is it J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N?
J-O-H-N.
J-O-H-N. We did have it wrong. Let me make that change for you here. J-O-H-N. So it's literally John and then Austin. Gotcha. Awesome. So I made that change for you there. So that way that's correct as well. Then you've got Jonathan there. Watkins. Foxtrot. And then Watkins is spelled W-A-T-K-I-N-S, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then for the card itself, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, a MasterCard? Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. So that'll be 5524-3372-4972-8140.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the expiration date?
0627.
0627, and then the security code.
728.
Okay. Perfect. Now I'm going to set up a security question for you as well, John. So this is just another form. I'm going to take you through two forms of added protection for you. So this one is every time we call you, we'll ask you the security question. That way you always know the call is coming from us and not another vendor pretending to be us. And then also to protect us because we always know that we're talking to you. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. Is your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
The answer to all three is going to be BBQ.
BBQ.
Yep.
So BBQ, literally. Okay, I'm going to put your first
letter B, yeah. Letter B, letter Q.
I'm going to put your pet's first name because that would be pretty funny if your pet's first name was BBQ. it was like a dark brown dog.
That's the answer to all of my security questions. Nobody ever considers using BBQ for, you know, your mother's maiden name or dog's name. You know, it's not something that people...
I've never thought of that, but you know what? Having like a black dog or a brown dog and naming it BBQ would be pretty cool. I'm looking at getting a dog soon, so my fiance's like, well, what are we going to name him? I was like, I don't know, so... I might throw that in there just to say it. So I'm going to take you through voice verification really quickly. This is just going to outline the service agreement here. This is an added form of protection that will be sent to you in writing as well. This is just for your records also. If you don't understand something, just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And then I'll be able to clarify for you, and then we'll go to the next question, okay? Probably take like 2 minutes.
Good.
Okay, there we go. Welcome to Local Slash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Slash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Watkins Honeyman Services, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name's Jonathan Watkins, owner of the business.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Jonathan, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's BBQ for your first pet's name, okay?
All right.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. We'll probably send you a text message if you don't answer, just a quick update on things. And then you could always reach back out to us as well. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Let's say yes, but what exactly do you mean?
So we can't read your mind. So what I always say to my customers is if you want to run a promotion or you want to do something that's online, call us, let us know, hey, I want to run a promotion for flooring this month. Cool, we can make that advertisement happen for you. We just want to, the communication is key. So as soon as you want to do that, let us know so we can run the proper advertisement for what you're looking to target for either that month or what you're looking to focus on to push in your company, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So the initial payment, your initial payment and term account setup will be charged today, which is January 25th, in the non-refundable amount of the $988. When this is a six-month contract, so once the 6 months is up, it will go month to month to $200. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a note in your account to call you before the 6 months is up to see if you would like to renew for another 6 months. Okay, or if you would just want to go month to month after that, all right? You may discontinue your agreement after that 6 months is up if you would like, or like I said, we can renew at that time I give you a call, okay?
All right.
Okay, so you do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to set up an onboarding call for you. I'm going to send you an email right now. It is going to be at 4 p.m. your time. I'm going to send this to you really quickly. You are going to receive a couple text messages from us as well, along with it's just going to be like welcome to Local Splash emails.
All right.
English, and then let me put your stuff here. So I'm going to send you an email. It's going to come from Charlie. That's me. And then don't be alarmed by my last name. It's kind of long. It's Mollenkamp. It's going to be a Google Calendar. And what that's going to entail is it's just going to tell my tech team, hey, we have a meeting with Jonathan at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central. And then when you hit yes, it's just confirming that. And then also, too, they're going to hit yes, and it's going to confirm that as well. Okay, now let me see here. Let me see here really quickly. Give me 1 second. I'm just making sure I have everything here correct for you. And then you will receive the invoice straight to your email. And then it is going to say, like, also, to if you have any pictures, to send them in. My tech team will go through that with you and tell you, hey, you can send in your pictures to these these portals. I'm just waiting for confirmation here for you, so that way you can get all that stuff while I'm on the phone with you. But I did send you that email here, accepted, local splash. Okay. Perfect. Okay, so you accepted that Google Calendar?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. If by any chance, John, you need to reschedule, let's say you're like, hey, I'm at work, I'm busy, can we do this tomorrow when they call you? Don't be alarmed. They'll absolutely be able to do that. They're very flexible with that. So they'll just ask you at a better time what that would look like for tomorrow as well. It is going to come from, and I'll give you the number. If you, do you have a pen and paper right now?
Yes.
Okay. The customer service number that they're going to call you on is 877-635-6225. That's the number they're going to call you at around 4:15, and then they're going to do that onboarding call. That onboarding call may take about 30 to 45 minutes. I mean, you're only doing the Facebook, so it'd probably be faster than that. Usually we do like the onboarding call for like Facebook, Google, all this stuff, but because you're only doing Facebook, it could be faster depending on the questions that you have. I have all the services that you want to target and the areas. So I'm going to put that in the notes for them. So they're just going to verify that, and then you're just going to hit them with a yes on that as well. And they're just going to make sure that you have that. All right. Okay. Let me just make sure here everything's set. Okay. So for the $988, that payment did go through here, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash, John. We are like a family here, so we're going to help you target those specific cities and industries for the services that you provide, okay? You got any questions for me?
I don't think so, not right now.
Okay, I have a question for you. How do you like the diesel truck for the GMC? Because, I mean, I'm always looking to upgrade trucks, but.
I mean, as far as the gas mileage ain't too bad for a truck that size. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just put a little bit bigger wheels on it, so the gas mileage isn't as good. But I was getting around 19, 20 miles per gallon. But for now, hauling a trailer, bigger tires, I probably get around 10.
10 miles,
but,
you
all
said?
All in all, yeah, to the gallon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's with hauling having the little bit bigger tires on it now and the,
and the trailer. Yeah.
I think right now, after doing the bigger tires, it knocked my mileage down a few miles per gallon. So if I wasn't pulling the trailer, it'd probably be around 17,
miles per gallon.
But other than that, I mean, it's been a great truck and, it's not something you really want to, I guess, cruise around in doing a ton of mileage because, I mean, it's a big truck.
Yeah.
It's difficult getting into some parking spots.
Do you have to back in?
It's most convenient to back in. But a lot of parking spots are smaller these days for economy cars.
They're so compact.
Depending on where you go, you might have to park a little bit further away in some places. Or just make people mad and take up two spots.
Yeah. that's hilarious. What I do is I just park far, even though I have a Tacoma, but I usually just park far at that point. So that's what I do on that. But good, good. I know my father-in-law, he actually had I think it was something King. It wasn't the King Ranch because that's Ford,
King
but
Ranch?
He had a, no, it was, I don't know, it was the top of the line Dodge. It wasn't the T-Rex. It was another one. And his brakes actually locked up on him on the freeway because there was, it just like sensed that there was something there. Well, when a car does that, it takes a little while for the engine to get back up and rolling again, and a semi almost smashed in the back of him. And he's like, that's it. I'm done. I'm not I'm taking this back. Yeah. And they actually couldn't figure it out. So he had to file a limit on everything.
Some of that stuff.
Yeah, me neither.
My truck, if it senses somebody close to hitting, it'll flash like a red light on the windshield and my seat will vibrate, but it won't control the truck.
Yeah, I don't like the control either. I like to have control. If I'm holding the steering wheel, like, I'm in control. Don't mess with it. That's how I look at it. So, all right. Well, Jonathan, I appreciate the time. Like I said, I'm going to work on your account here so I can get this all over to my tech team. I hope you have an amazing day. We're going to reach out to you at around 4 p.m. I have everything scheduled here for you. Did you get a text message by any chance from us? You should have got maybe like a couple welcome text messages.
Yeah, I got a message.
Okay. There's actually one thing I just need from you here. This is just going to be very quick. There's going to be one that says, Jonathan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy to your invoice to the email we have on file. There's a link there. That's just our terms and conditions link. If you click that, it's going to take you to that terms and conditions page. That's the service agreement, the outline for us on that Facebook advertisements there. There's two check boxes there. There's the send SMSs. So if you don't answer, we can text you and say we try to call you. And then the other one is that you are the card authorization holder. And then you're just going to sign your name as it says in black writing right above that. Type it. And then when you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login form with a username and password.
Okay.
Let me know when you get there.
I'm there.
Okay, perfect. My tech team is going to create that. That's a tracking system for you that we're going to put in a portal for you so that way you can track your Facebook campaign through there, and you're going to see how well it's doing for you on a week-to-week, month-to-month basis, okay? They're going to give you that login form on your onboarding call today, okay?
All right.
Okay. All right, well, you're all set up here, Jonathan. I'm going to let you go. I know I've taken a little bit more of your time than I expected. I apologize. But I am happy that you're with us, and then we're going to help you, okay?
All right, man, thanks.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, later.
All right, bye-bye.